It's not Dave stood here, it's me, just in case you're wondering. No, it's me. I'm in disguise. Right. When things happen in our life, as they do, what do we do? Well, I suppose in some ways you might think of this as it just depends what it is. Or does it? If something good happens, do we enjoy the moment? Savour it as long as we can. Maybe celebrate it with our friends or family. Or just be contented with ourselves. Did I mention, by the way, did I mention about maybe praising God? If something bad, on the other hand, happens, what crosses our minds first then? Is it, why has this happened to me? Whose fault is this anyway? Does God even care? It was strange when Gary opened, I thought, well, it's more or less said my sermon in three sentences. And then all the choruses that I've chosen, even some that we haven't sung, have all been more or less about the same kind of theme. Plans, counting on your name. But to all of us, we can't go through our life without anything happening, whether good or bad. It may be that at this point in our lives, we are in a bad situation. It's something that will stand in front of us all at some point within our lives. It can be a pivotal point of our belief, our walk as a Christian. Like I say, it may be that something has happened, or something is happening, or something will happen. We don't live a life of nothing. Things are happening in our lives all the time. How we react and how we change and move through those situations reflect our Christian way of life, or should reflect our Christian way of life. Whose fault is it anyway? There's several well-known stories in Scripture. I've got a couple of extracts from the Old Testament that I'm going to read to you. In Job 7, verse 20, it says there, "If I have sinned, what have I done to you? You sees everything we do. Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you?" Has that maybe gone through our minds at some point? Have we been in a position at some point where we can relate to that verse? Job 16:11, it says, "God has turned me over to the ungodly and thrown me into the clutches of the wicked." That's not a very nice place to think that you're in, or to even think that you want to go to be in. Again, staying in the Old Testament, another well-known story. At the beginning in Ruth, an extract after the death of her husband, and then her two sons. In Ruth chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, it says, "Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband, even if I thought there was still hope for me. Even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it's more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." Those were the thoughts of Ruth at that particular moment, at that particular time. In these two scriptures, this reflects the Old Testament view that the sovereign God is in control of everything that happens, good or bad. Does this ring bells in your life? Does it ring bells in my life? Are we still quick to think of God in troubled times in a negative way? It reminds me of, you hear of non-Christian folk, when trouble comes, the first person to blame is God. I scratch my head at that. They say they're non-Christian folk and they don't believe in God through normal times, but yet in troubled times, it's God's fault. But are we too putting ourselves in that same position? That same position as it's God to blame? God's hands turned against me at this time. I must have stepped out of line with God, and God's not with me anymore. That's why this has happened. Is this how we react in the bad times? Is this how we fall in the bad times? Just putting that thought to one side at the moment, what's our view on the good times? Is it, as I opened with, that we might be happy, that we might celebrate with friends, that we might be content with the situation that we're in because it's so good? Or did we remember to thank God and give God the glory in those times? Well, that's just on the side of what I'm talking about tonight. Moving on to New Testament, really to give us a view on how we should see our Heavenly Father in all times, both good and bad. Quick extract from Luke. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13. Well-known verses, these. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Is this a scripture that you remember when times are hard? Is this a scripture that you reflect upon when you're in a low period of your life? Goes on in that them same few verses. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? In some parts of Scripture, it reflects on the Holy Spirit being the Comforter. That's the hand that can hold you in times of trouble. That's the hand that's always there in every situation. No matter how dark, how deep, the Father's love is with you at all times. Our lives will not be trouble free. But saying that also, they will not be free from blessing or goodness. But in all, God will be available. But in all, God is willing. But in all, God is there. So in all, where do we stand with this question? What difference can giving praise to God make? What difference can giving glory to God make? We looked, like I say, at the stories in the Old Testament, particularly, say, for example, Job. Now, he did have a lot chucked at him. But to praise God in those situations, to give glory to God in those situations, what a difference that can make. In Revelations chapter 4, verses 8 to 11, tells us in some ways of a difference that can be given in praise. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will were created and have their being." So we, as created beings from our Heavenly Father, are included in that. What power there is in praise. I can't imagine to think of how, when Revelations was interpreted, the feeling, the power, the magnificence of our Lord God has been put into words. In some ways, our earthly words fail that glory. But that glory can be present for each one of us in every situation in our lives. So, when you think of whose fault is it anyway? Regardless of whether the thing you are experiencing is good, which in some ways it's a lot easier to move on with, it's a lot easier to say, "Yeah, I'm really enjoying this situation." I really want to celebrate the fact that this is happening in my life. I really want to say how contented I am. And I really want to give praise to God. And I really want to say thank you, Lord, for being there. Or if it's a situation where perhaps not everything's going quite right. Perhaps some tragedy has happened in your life. Something which you were not expecting. Something which can really cut to the core. These do happen. You might have been in that situation. You might be in that situation. It may be going to happen that you come into that situation. But tonight, I can tell you God is there with you. God is there to lift you up in that situation. He's not turned away from you. He's not left you just to contend with it yourself. Oh, it's just life. You can cope with that, son. Carry on. He's your Father. He's there all the time. And He's there to pick you up. He's there to hold your hand. He's there at every point. In the charts, not so long back, there was a song. And this is where my memory goes wrong. Don't know who it was by. But one of the repetitive lines within that song, as it goes through telling, in some ways, a complete life story. In some ways, throughout this life story, there was very high points and there was very low points. But one of the repetitive lines within that story, just showing us that we don't know what's before us. We might know what's happening now, and obviously we know what's happened previously. But we don't know exactly what's happening before us, is in this song, repetitively, it said, I wasn't expecting that. Now, it's a lovely song, but throughout this song, the songwriter and the singer who sings this, he repetitively said, I wasn't expecting that. If throughout our Christian lives, we could walk a walk and know exactly what we were expecting, it would probably be a very different life to what we're going through now. So in some ways, each of us can reflect on those lines. But the difference is, we can say we're expecting that God was with us. And that can make a big difference in our lives. Whether you're on the highest of highs or the lowest of lows, although we might say, I wasn't expecting that, but I was expecting God with me, and God was there. Whose fault is it anyway? Things happen. And what do we do? Amen.